In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday today, the 5th of June. Good as always to have you along. Arguably, the three most relevant letters in this economy today are A, D, and P. ADP, it's a company, does payroll processing, among many other things. It is also, we should tell you, an underwriter of this program. But one of the things it does with all that payroll data it has is put out a monthly report on private sector employment, how much of it there is. And this morning, we learned that last month, there was less of it than we thought there would be. Just 27,000 new jobs last month, a giant drop from the 275,000 jobs ADP says we added in April. Now, one data point does not panic warrant, so bear that in mind. But one big reason for the weakness was small businesses. Companies with less than 19 employees saw a drop in employment. So, what is going on with the little guys? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Nick Giovanello opened the Sandwich King in Long Island City, Queens this past January. Sandwiches, yes, plus some hot foods and catering. He has about 5 employees, and he'd take another 1 or 2 if he could find them.
Yeah, it's hard to find good workers at a wage that is fair for both people.
He starts new employees around $14 or $15 an hour.
It's hard to compete with somebody that's offering $19 if you're just a deli, you know what I mean? How do you put that into your payroll? How do you fit that into your budget? It's impossible.
In a tight labor market where companies have to increasingly fight for workers, small businesses are losing the battle. Mark Zandi is the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, which puts together these payroll reports for ADP.
The small businesses are a distinct disadvantage relative to the big guys, because the big guys have lots of resources. They can raise wages, they can provide other benefits and attract workers. Small companies just don't have the ability to keep up, and they're not.
The smaller the small business, the harder the hiring. Companies with more than 20 employees are outcompeting those with fewer, says Jim Diffley. He's with IHS Market, which also tracks small business hiring.
Size matters here in terms of the ability to attract workers and the influence that this tight labor market is having.
He says in addition to higher wages and better benefits, workers may also prefer the stability of bigger companies. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.